Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel, especially the very first time. And this is about the government of the United Kingdom, their attempted reform of immigration, of course, as the Labour Party in office the past year and a half. And this is within the remit of the Home Office. Shabana Mahmood is the Home Secretary. So the proposed reform looks like it's going to provoke a major rebellion from the Labour backbenchers. What she wanted to do is change the regulations, make it more difficult to get indefinite leave to remain, IRL. So indefinite as in no limit to it, leave as in permission to remain. So once you've got IRL, that means that you're allowed to stay in the United Kingdom for life, whether you have a job, whether you're unemployed, whatever, you retire to the day you die, unless you commit a very serious crime. And now usually people get indefinite leave to remain after 5 years, but she's proposing to double that time limit to 10 years with certain exceptions. But it looks like over 40 Labour MPs might rebel about this. They've gone so far as to say it's un-British. Well, I mean, it's preposterous. I don't see how the 5 and 10 years is British, or would 3 years be more British than 5 years or whatever. So it's just illogical to call it that. Moving the goalposts, someone said. Now, here that I concur, because it's actually retroactive. So it's not just people coming into the United Kingdom from now on, is who've already entered the UK legally, living and working in the United Kingdom, haven't yet received indefinite leave to remain. And they think they're about to qualify to 4 years, and they're going to find no, it's 10 years. Now, it could exacerbate the skills shortage, because why does the United Kingdom have so much immigration? Partly don't have enough people who work in construction. That's one of the reasons why Labour's plans to build 150,000 houses a year are going to fall well short. Not enough care workers, agricultural workers, chambermaids, waiters, waitresses, barmen, and people, you know, in learned professions, accountants, you know, IT specialists, doctors, all sorts. So it's often because British people refuse to work, and they say, oh, I've got anxiety, I've got depression, I'm going on the sick, as they say, disability benefit, which has exploded since COVID. And why is it the UK is one of the worst in the world for this? Worse than, comparable countries, nearby Western European countries, partly because there's a soft touch, it's too easy to game the system. And maybe these people really believe they have anxiety and depression. These things are not very objective. It's just people's description of their symptoms or whatever. And, you know, doctors are just bamboozled into signing off. It's the easiest thing to do, especially if you know the people socially. It might be a real gaucherie to refuse the person and so forth. So that's it. So net immigration figures between 2021 and 2024 added 2.6 million people to the population of the United Kingdom. That's net. So that's taking into account some people left the UK. So there's more than 2.6 would have come in. All right. So that's going to be down between 2026. It'll be down to about 1.6 million, still increasing. I mean, I'm not concerned about the level of legal immigration into the UK at the moment. I don't think, you know, immigration is always a bad thing. Some level of net immigration, about 200,000 people a year, that seems about right for me. So make it more difficult to get that 10 years. Some people would become unemployed or have to leave the country for whatever year reason before the 10 years up, would never get indefinite leave to remain, and so on. So the consultation is going on to the 12th of February, quite a fast consultation. Why is Shabana Mahmood doing this? Partly she thinks that there is excessive immigration and then people getting indefinite leave to remain too soon. Partly is to try and shoot reform's fox. Reform United Kingdom always banging on about immigration. And if Labour can be seen to doing something to tighten up and to reduce it, they think that will limit the appeal of Reform UK. They're not trying to out-reform reform. You can't do that. They'll be going way too far. But there we go. But any attempt to limit immigration will get shrieks of outrage from the Labour left, who think anything is racialist. I don't actually agree with the change. I don't mind the five-year limit. I would just make it expensive, mean have to pay more. Now, there are exemptions, like I said, to even the 10-year limit or even the five-year limit as it is. So if you earn is over £125,000 a year, you can get it sooner. On the basis you're such a big net contributor, you can get it as little as 3 years. What else? And one of the things that changes, if you go on benefits at any point, it's going to take up to 15 years to get indefinitely to remain, because I think, you know, you're a burden on the state and so on. Reform UK says that non-British citizens shouldn't get a lot of the benefits, like the child benefit or whatever. So if you don't like it, you can leave. It's more like the United Arab Emirates. There is no social provision for foreigners. You don't like it, go home. You were lucky to have some time here. But anyway, thing is, the United Kingdom really needs care workers. It's a growing population. People are working in nursing homes or domiciliary care, and they're overwhelmingly from abroad. They're from Kenya, from the Philippines, Ukraine, Cuba, Ghana, anywhere. I think British people just have it too easy going on benefits. And no, you're going to work. You don't like work? Tough. You're going to work. I couldn't believe it when Alan Milburn, former Labour health secretary, absolutely evil bastard, child abuser. But even he said something sensible and saying that we're medicalizing normality. You feel anxiety. Okay, in a way, that's good. You'd be daft not to feel anxious about a new job or whatever. Depression. Okay, Sudafed of the blues. Everyone feels a little bit down at the dumps occasionally. You know, I did. January blues. What is it? That Blue Monday. Spent too much, gaining weight, breaking the New Year's resolutions. What am I doing in life? The weather's grim. But that is sanity. That's not insanity. And then claiming that that's a medical issue and that person should not work, making it far worse. So one thing, apparently it's not going to impact the Hong Kong British nationals overseas who came in after 2021, because in only about 6 months, they're going to qualify for this indefinite leave to remain. So the British national overseas was not the same as being a British citizen. But those who were born in Hong Kong in the British period could claim it by 1997 and didn't give the right to live in the UK, but they could visit the UK, I think, without a visa. Then when China deprived them of their liberties, the United Kingdom under Boris Johnson said, fine, these BNO people, British nationals overseas, and their first degree relatives, spouses, children, I think siblings, even parents, they could come to the United Kingdom after 5 years, obtain indefinitely to remain and possibly upgrade to citizenship after that. And so they came in the summer of 2021, many, about 150,000 of them, only about 5% of those who were eligible. And they had to come, although that window was going to be closed quite soon. Some of them, I've seen documentaries, very mixed feelings about being here. But anyway, it won't impact them. So I don't think this time limit is necessary. And I can see how it would impair the economy in some ways. And think about a child who was born here, but you might be a British citizen. But what if you're not? And then your parents have to leave. They haven't quite made 10 years. Or you came here as a babe in arms and you think this is your home. You're British in all except the narrowest legal sense that you have to leave. Rather unfair on them, don't you think? So I'm not sure. I don't think it's a necessary reform. I suppose for once I agree with the Labour rebels. No doubt the Conservative Party is going to vote for it. Although this is getting tough and reducing immigration. What do you think? So Shabana Mahmood, a standard bearer for the Labour right, but I think she's loathed by a lot of the left of her own party, CSA fascist. So I don't think she's got a prayer for the leadership, even though she's actually one of the less evil Labour MPs. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal. George Callahan 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.